The wind howled in the darkness of the deserted Aspern airport, and Carl adjusted the collar of his winter jacket, then quickly stuffed his hands back in its deep pockets. His eyes were fixed on the Junkers U-52 airplane slowly taxiing toward them. It had touched down with grace minutes ago, carrying some of the Reich's most prominent figures. Carl glanced at the people standing on the tarmac with him, all but a few prominent Austrian Nazis. Glebotchnik stood directly beside him. The leader of Vienna's SS, Ernst Kaltenbrunner, stood a few paces farther. Carl let out a chuckle, which was muffled by the wind, when he looked at the face of Michael Skubel, the head of the police in Vienna. Skubel must have felt Carl's gaze, for he turned toward him, meeting his eyes momentarily. Carl offered a curt nod, which the chief of police did not return. The roar of the plane's three engines increased as it turned to a stop in front of the welcoming party. The pilot switched the engines off and the propeller noise faded. Carl's heartbeat increased as he heard someone inside the Junkers working the door. He squeezed his hands inside his pockets, telling himself to stand tall and confident. He had carried out his boss's orders to perfection. The senior party officials on board the plane were arriving in a Vienna under Nazi control. Not just Vienna, but all of Austria. The door opened, and almost immediately the imposing figure of his boss appeared in the opening. Reinhard Heydrich strode confidently down the short flight of steps and onto the tarmac. The head of the Sicherheitsdienst then waited for the next person to disembark. Heinrich Himmler, the bespeckled Reichsführer, carried himself gracefully, holding on to the hand railing of the stairs. A wave of pride surged through Carl as he watched Heydrich and Himmler approach the welcoming party. He had never been this close to the second most powerful man in the Reich. Himmler had Hitler's ear. He took his hands from his pockets and drew his shoulders back. As soon as the senior officials were within earshot, Carl and the other men saluted them in unison. Heil Hitler! Their voices were masked by the wind as Heydrich and Himmler raised their right hands in return. Heydrich ignored the other men as he approached Carl, gesturing toward one of the large Mercedes-Benz limousines lined up on the tarmac.
Vogt, which one is ours? I want to get the Reichsführer out of this blasted Wetter, and I need some breakfast.
His tone was crisp and commanding, blue eyes full of purpose.
This one at the front, sir, Carl responded, rushing toward the car and opening the door for his boss.
Heydrich didn't get in, instead waiting for Himmler to finish shaking the hands of the assembled Austrian Nazis.
Was your flight okay, sir?
Carl felt uncomfortable making small talk with his boss, but to his surprise, a thin smile crept onto Heydrich's face.
It was fine. This is a good trip after the events of last night. I'm looking forward to hearing all about it from you on the way over.
Of course, sir.
Carl hid his surprise as Himmler finished talking to Glebotchnik and made his way over to the car.
He wants me to ride with them?
His throat went dry as Himmler nodded at him as he got into the car. Heydrich had moved to the other side of the car and signaled for Carl to take the front seat. He closed Himmler's door and did as he was instructed, taking a seat next to the driver who looked at him expectantly.
Hotel Regina, Carl said, clearing the nerves from his throat.
The car started moving, and he saw the surprise on Glebotchnik's face as he passed them. Carl was unsure how to proceed next, but thankfully, Heydrich took charge.
Reichsführer, please allow me to introduce Standartenführer Karl Vogt. He spent the past 6 months preparing for our arrival.
Heydrich spoke matter-of-factly, and Carl turned around in his seat, facing the men in the back.
He's one of our youngest foreign agents, and he coordinated with local party members to ensure we took control of the Vienna police force last night.
Himmler listened patiently, his eyes studying Carl intently. He turned his gaze to the window, where a dark Danube river flashed by as they crossed the bridge into the city. Then his attention returned to Carl.
High praise from Reinhard, young Herr Vogt. How would you say your operation fared last night?